Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on the Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Industrial masters of the universe have long since learned what to do when the fickle public embraces a product or concept that was previously anathema. They embrace it, like an anaconda getting ready to eat a pig. Thus they learn to love organic stuff and natural chemicals and even renewable energy. As soon as they learned that customers would line up to buy $3 million turbines, that the government would subsidize up to 70% of that cost, that the public would love them for doing it, it was game on. Now, however, accumulating costs and negatives are beginning to indicate game over. For 20 years, the masters of the wind universe have been frantically turning out War of the Worlds-scale mechanical giants to decorate mountain ridges, farm fields, and ocean expanses everywhere. On land, it takes 1,000 tons of concrete and rebar to make the pad on which the 300-foot tower is set to support the 60-ton generator nacelle and the 3 200-foot blades weighing 12 tons each. Mountain ridges must be blasted level for the installations, major roads have to be built to them, and then a major power line to transport the electricity to where it's needed. But hey, the wind is free, all natural, even organic. Industrial wind flax, in the business they're known as windbags, trumpet the magic words, job creation, cheap electricity, no pollution. And the industry has been successful. 500 factories across the United States have made and large crews have installed 48,000 turbines in 39 states. For the last 10 years, the industry has grown by more than 25% a year. The contribution of wind power to the electricity consumed by Americans has skyrocketed to 1.9%. Hard to believe, but there's a downside or two. The main problem is that the output of a wind turbine is highly variable. The wind does not necessarily blow when you need electricity. In any case, the power generated must be transported on the electric grid, which requires constant generation that can be instantaneously adjusted to match demand. Grid operators can throttle back excess wind generation, but if the wind drops and they don't have backup instantly available, the grid could crash. So while they're using wind energy, they must have another coal or gas or nuclear plant running that can be instantly accessed if the wind drops. Talk about your sustainability. In the real world, only about 1/3 of the power generated by a turbine is actually used. Without the heavy government subsidies, many wind farms would simply not be feasible. Make that most. Make that probably all. The Netherlands, an early adopter of wind power, is seriously considering dismantling hundreds of turbines because they're losing so much money. Now comes what could be the coup de grace. The life expectancy of a wind turbine is 20 years, and the first wave of those built in the new age of wind are now approaching that age. Germany, a world leader in switching to renewable resources of energy, had to tear down more than 500 elderly turbines just last year. The country is graced by 25,000 of the monsters, more than 1,000 of which could face decommissioning at huge expense every year. The subsidies underpinning the industry also, it turns out, have a 20-year shelf life. In many cases, the 20-year term was made explicit in the legislation. In others, it's implicit in the rising financial desperation of governments everywhere. Without government subsidies, there will be no wind industry. The industrial crisis of our age does not have an industrial answer. Nothing industrial is sustainable. Industry could help prolong and cushion the coming transition by encouraging rooftop solar, family-scaled wind turbines, and micro-hydro, just as we consumers could help by going off the grid and producing our own energy. If we had some ham, we could have ham and eggs, if we had some eggs. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, Brace for Impact.